your home for is playing Hacky Sack by yourself a sport?
Could be.
Semi-live from a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. I remembered it this time.
Yeah.
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 Nailed it, dude. Great work. Yeah, that's baby steps, dude. We got the intro right. We got the energy right. Yeah, we're.
Did you say recording semi live?
I don't
from
remember.
Studio
Actually,
B here at WDRT.
I'm guessing people could probably guess that this is semi live from Studio
B.
A studio, yeah. This
B
time
studio.
It's Studio B. You're correct.
By the way, have you gotten any calls or anything for guests?
I have not. Neither, I have not. I checked our Facebook.
Oh, you're
nothing new on
did.
That. And I honestly lost the email for our WDRT email abilities, so I'll have to double check on that. But once again, open call. Anybody, even semi-related to sports, even just if you like sports or if you just want to yell about how much you don't like sports, you can come on down. You can run into us in the streets. We can get together. I would really, really appreciate any sort of community involvement on our community radio, about our community sports show on the WDRT.
Hacky Sack champion of Viroqua.
Well, you can't hacky sack by yourself, man. It takes a community to, yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying.
All right, how about some real sports?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean,
you can talk about hacky sack, I guess.
Is there a lot more to talk about with hacky sack? Because I think feel like we've covered it.
I wasn't good then, never will be.
I bet I wouldn't be better now. No, I was the first to be pelted in most hacky sack circles, and I bet that would still be the case now. Baseball is happening.
Yeah.
Yes, the Milwaukee Brewers. Perhaps you've heard of them.
Yeah, a little bit.
They're 5-2 this week.
8-2 in the last 10.
8-2 in their last 10.
They're back on top of the Central.
Sitting in first place in the NL Central, where they rightfully belong and have been for the better part of the last, year and a half, 2 years.
Bless you.
No, thank you. Yeah. They look great.
Again?
Again. It's the same formula. They aren't winning in any way that they weren't winning games last year or the year before with the same basic principle of a lot of guys who are pretty good, like just keep building and support and layers, and all of a sudden they become great is sort of where it's at. They're trying to win, they're trying to go basically 5-2. They're not,
sure.
They're not a team that's going to win a lot of 18 games in a row like they did last year.
Not yet.
Not yet, but the infrastructure is there where if they did it, I would not be all that surprised.
Because how many games is it in major baseball?
162.
That's what I thought.
Yep. So we're just past the quarter pole at this point, right?
Quarter, like third.
We're hitting the straight stage where they sort of are who they are.
Sure.
Except that the Brewers have had a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
So they're now just becoming are who they are, because through attrition you're getting back guys like Andrew Vaughn. You haven't seen, I don't think Christian Yelich is back in the lineup yet.
Oh, I thought he was last week.
He was not. He was back from the DL, but I don't think he was on the field yet.
Okay.
And looking through, I don't think I saw him in the lineup, but I'll try to pay a little closer attention.
Well, yeah, you should.
I guess he's constantly hurt. He's always got a back injury that seems to keep him out. So their team looks really, really nice. Their lineup. There was a debate on a sports talk radio show that I was listening to the other night, and they were talking about who has the best top four in Major League Baseball. And it was brought up that the Milwaukee Brewers lineup 1-2-3-4 might be the best in baseball.
Wow.
With Jackson Churio and Bryce Terang, Willem Contreras, and Christian Yelich, when healthy, is as good as any teams, just 1-2-3. And yeah, having Jackson Churio back at the top of the lineup, he's not going to be like Ken Griffey Jr. He's not going to be, for all of us people of that age, he's not going to hit you 40 home runs. He doesn't
sure.
feel like a 40 home run guy. He doesn't feel like a 120 RBI, but he does feel like a guy who's going to steal 30 bases and hit 20 home runs every single year and hit around 300. Having a guy like that at the top of your lineup again is going to win you games consistently.
Sure. I thought pitching wins games.
Well, they winning games wins games. So there's that. You gotta have the pitching. They do have the pitching. Jacob Mizorowski is a top three Cy Young candidate.
Nice.
But what they don't have is, like, when you look at the other best teams in baseball.
Depth.
Pitching. Well, they do have depth. They have depth, like, better than a lot of these other great teams. What they don't have is frontline starters.
Sure.
Shohei Ohtani level. Basically, all the people who start for the Dodgers, 1 through 5, would be the Brewers' most reliable and... The Mizorowski's got the best stuff in the league. He's throwing 103 miles an hour, and he's striking out guys at rates that we haven't seen since, like, Randy Johnson. His numbers are great, but he's never pitched into the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Around the league, I saw a stat that only 10% of starts are going 7 innings or more, which is the lowest in history of recorded baseball history, which goes back now like 100 and some years. So it's not uncommon for pulling your pitchers early. They're throwing harder than they ever have. The human body can only take so many 103-mile-an-hour throws before eventually you got to sit down. Batters are working pitch counts a lot better, so you're seeing guys, at-bats are going longer. So
with the pitch clock and everything, you don't have that time to really just...
rest. So pitchers, it makes sense that a guy like Mizorowski hasn't pitched through the seventh. He's only 24 years old, and like I said a couple of weeks ago, he's only 3 years out of junior college at 24 years old.
Sure.
He wasn't throwing 100 miles an hour out of college. He wasn't pitching 200 innings out of college. He was a closer. He was a relief pitcher in college, taken in the second round. So he's really been molded sort of out of pitcher lab clay by the Brewers to be this guy. So, but they don't have that $100 million guy that you need to, say, win a World Series.
Are they ever going to have a $100 million?
No, they will have some other guy's $100 million guy. You know, like a guy like Willie Peralta leaves the Brewers and will make a ton of money for somebody else. That's the Josh Hader, same thing. Corbin Burns. No, the Brewers, it's why and it's going to be a tough one because Bryce Terang, the way he's hitting, he's the best statistical second baseman in the league. And I wasn't, a while ago, I said he might be the best second baseman in the world, and he has done nothing but back that up for me.
Sure.
He had a game-winning home run yesterday, a couple days ago. He's doing it all. Problem with doing it all for a small market team. If they were a big market team like the Cubs, you'd be ecstatic that your homegrown guy, and we're gonna sign him forever,
right,
like they did with Robin Yount, like they did with Paul Molitor, like the Twins did with like a Kirby Puckett or something like that. We're gonna keep him. We're gonna have him for the rest of his career. Well, Bryce Terang's contract is up in, I think, 2 years. And he will be a 29-year-old second baseman. He will be the highest-paid second baseman by somebody in all the league.
Yeah.
I'm assuming he keeps on this trajectory. He stays healthy. He was a former first-round pick of the Brewers. The Brewers do not have a track record of keeping guys like that. They're going to get a huge haul for a player like that. And they've got depth in the minors. The best minor league system in baseball belongs to the Milwaukee Brewers. They'll find their shortstop or their second baseman in the future. But I really, really want to keep a guy like that. Like the best Brewers of my lifetime, and we'll say like the...
like a Joe Mauer.
Exactly. I want that out of my best Brewers. My best Brewers were not career Brewers. They were Prince Fielder, who left after a very short... like, he left after 7 years in Milwaukee. I wanted him to stay his whole career. Ryan Braun, we got. He was a cheater and a steroid guy, so he was out of the league pretty quickly. Those are our best two.
Well, as soon as he stopped taking the stuff.
Fact. Well, that's just it. Is I want a guy that I can root for that feels like, because he is. Bryce Terang does not look like a
Joe Mauer.
I want my Joe Mauer. That much to ask for. The Packers.
He retired as a Twin too.
He did. I don't believe he played for anybody else. I know he had, was it concussion issues, some injuries, but he never played for anybody else. I want that out of a Bryce Terang.
Sure.
I don't know if we get it. That's a few years down the road, but it's nice to have. You know,
we'll call some people.
Yeah, would you please? We're on the air. Somebody might hear this and think, yeah, good call. We ought to sign that guy. I'll put up a little money You know, I'll put up a something to make a little, like an amount, not a ton. So that's like the big reason, right? The top of their lineup looks so good. And he's not unspoken because he's having a really good year. And if you're putting up the numbers in baseball, you get notoriety for it. Jake Bowers, yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, you can look him up. You look him up and he's like, oh, that sure looks like some guy. He was a former first-round pick of the Yankees a bunch of years ago, and in Brewer fashion, they picked him up as an undrafted free agent. He was he was in a platoon with Andrew Vaughn last year. Andrew Vaughn was hurt to start this year, but Jake Bowers has been the starting first baseman or starting DH for almost every single game this year. Jake Bowers is hitting near 300. He's got home runs.
28 RBIs.
You put that in the lineup, he's giving you all the numbers that Andrew Vaughn did last year. That's your surprise power guy. The Brewers have always found a random power guy out of the first base spot. They've had greats like Eric Thames, Richie Sexson, John Jaha, Lyle Overbay, and now Jake Bowers. Random, flash-in-the-pan first baseman that make an all-star team. And the way Jake Bowers is playing for a team that's going to make the playoffs, Jake Bowers is going to be your surprise all-star for the Milwaukee Brewers. No matter who's healthy, no matter who, Jake Bowers is going to be your DH or first baseman for the rest of the year. Andrew Vaughn is going to slot in at the DH or first baseman. I'm super excited for that. I like that the Brewers every single year have a random former great prospect does really well for them. When you're not spending the money, you need guys like that. Sure. You need the unspoken guys that's been the Brewers this week. They've got the Cubs. They had the Twins last week, and now we're doing the Cubs this week.
I'm assuming they beat my Twins.
They did beat your Twins in a couple of games. I thought it was 2 out of 3. They beat the Cubs yesterday. I think the second game, the rubber match, as it were, or whatever. What do they call the middle? What do they call the middle of a 3-game series?
I have no idea. I don't.
No, you're not. Well, that one, the second one. They play tonight, and then we'll wrap up another game against the Cubs tomorrow.
If they win tomorrow, they'll sweep.
I like that. I do enjoy. They were chanting, fun fact, the Cubs fans I'm guessing they were Bears fans, at the Cubs Brewers games were chanting Green Bay sucks loud enough for the cameras to pick it up on the broadcast, which I gotta tell you, not a great look for Bears fans considering it's the off season. But then they will say things like they're not that big of apparently we're quite the rival Green Bay to Chicago, yes. Where during a Brewers game,
yeah.
They will yell how much they don't like Green Bay. So that was fun for me as a sports fan in general.
Do you not know any Bear fans?
I can't believe that they would show up to a Cubs game, Cubs Brewers, yes. And start yelling about.
There's a handful of friends that are like devout, like Bears,
okay,
Chicago fans.
Yeah, they would do that.
They would
show up to a sports bar, no see the guy in the Brewers hat, and just start yelling at him.
Yep,
fair, okay. Yep. I got to get out more. I think I really.
You don't need to worry about that.
I miss that about sports. Honestly, there's something of the competitive yelling at strangers. I like that about pro sports. I do, and college too.
They wouldn't get in a fight, but they'd come close.
Yeah, no, passionate fans, man. I miss that. I miss getting that fired up about something like that.
Okay. Anything else in baseball?
Nothing much. Like I said, other than Mizorowski's stats are just awesome. Like they are, the numbers 84 strikeouts in 57 innings is just great to see. He didn't give up an earned run for 24 innings in a row. That guy is something to watch. I'll just keep talking about that. That guy.
Are you going to talk about the Marlins or something?
We are. Good call. That is at the bottom of my page.
Oh.
I read an interesting thing about the Miami Marlins. Miami Marlins in my lifetime have won, and in their lifetime too, because they were an expansion franchise at some point way back in the day. They've won 2 World Series. They've also been amongst the worst run organizations in sports, let alone baseball, in those intermittent times. Like they won a World Series, traded away everybody,
yep.
Were terrible for 20 years, won a World Series, traded away everybody. We're terrible for another 20 years. Well, they're in the next cycle. They are leading.
Yeah, I saw that.
The National League East. Latest, they've been leading the National League East for a very, very long time.
They're not leading.
Are they above 500 at least at this point? No. Wow. Okay.
They're in fourth place in the East.
All right. Well, they have at the beginning of the year. I know they were a little bit better, but something that interesting that the Marlins are doing as a franchise
from
single A all the way through to the majors.
Yeah.
They were trying to figure out a way to win in the margins, you know, like in the same way that the Brewers have done, in the same way that you want to take advantage of every little analytical, any little advantage you can.
Yep.
The Marlins, general manager at the top, decided to, as an organization, it goes like this. The coaching staff has all the statistics on computer about the pitcher and batter, right?
Like, yep.
They've got all the information in front of them. Normally in baseball, the catcher calls the pitch, relays it to the pitcher, either through fingers through they have a tracker in their ear now, and they push a buzzer, and they know what pitch to throw. They've realized, pitch com or something like that, where the catcher's got something he presses, a series of buttons, and that relays it into the ear, and he knows the pitcher then.
So they can't steal signs.
So you can't steal signs quite as easily.
Yeah, really.
So now the Marlins have taken that, and they've decided to take it out of the catcher's hand, because not every catcher has all the stats in front of him or can remember the scouting report, or maybe had a really rough inning, the half inning at the plate before, and wants to make up for it by striking this dude out, you know, whatever it is. So they now have the coaching staff relays information for what pitch to the assistant manager. The assistant manager is staring at the catcher. He flashes the catcher hand signs. The catcher then relays on the StatCom to the pitcher what pitch to throw, and the pitcher throws it. So, and that's every single pitch, every single time.
It's a lot of work.
They were worried about that. They were concerned that it would impact the timing of it, or the catcher maybe checking out of paying attention to anything. Like, now he's just catching a ball and throwing it back to the pitcher. It turns out it created a bunch of collaboration in the dugout. Because the catcher was asking the assistant coaches questions that he never would have asked before. The pitcher was asking questions of the catcher and the assistant coaches in ways that they never had before. They said it was really, really helping what they do, their minor league system. They said it was really hard to teach in rookie ball and became easier as they went through the...
Well, apparently it's not working that well.
Their minor league teams are doing really well. But I thought it was just interesting in a sport like baseball.
Isn't that something that has to be approved, though?
None of that.
Really?
No, none of that. It's all legit. It's all... Because that's, you know, that's what you're... Because you go over these scouting reports with your catcher between innings. Maybe when the umpire, the...
Here comes 5, 6, 7.
Yep. Yeah. This is what... Remember what we do with this hitter. He always looks for the outside change. Well, this coaching staff now can see in real time, real specifically, we're going to target this guy has been late all night on the changeup, or he's starting to come around on this pitch, or hey, remember last time around he left the curveball.
And that's the only team doing it?
And they are the only team in Major League Baseball that is doing it. That's where it stuck out to me, in a league, in a sport where you have to copycat what everybody is doing.
Sure.
You look for every little advantage anywhere you can. Sure. But yeah, they were getting a lot of flack from when they started doing this, like from all around, like from everybody all around. But yeah, now they do it all the time. It was interesting to watch. You could see they had a little clip of it online. And yeah, the assistant manager has something in his ear that he's listening to the coaching staff, who is sitting in, say, the production booth over here in the dugout in the wherever. And he's getting, you can hear something in his ear, and he's just flashing signs to the catcher, and the catcher nods his head and then pushes the button on his StatCom thing.
Does every team use that StatCom?
Yes.
Oh.
Yep, that's been for the last, I don't know, couple, three, four years.
I don't watch it enough to notice that kind of stuff.
And even watching it, you wouldn't really be able to tell, because a lot of times anymore, the hand signals are... are subtle. They're not. It's not the 1-2-3 like it used to be. It's
they still might
do that. You know, sure. Because sometimes you can't hear a vibration in your ear or whatever the. So they and some catchers are just more comfortable, or maybe they're communicating other things with their hands that aren't just pitches. You know, during the course of the game. Yeah, anything you could talk about anything you wanted at that point.
Okay.
All right. So that's baseball.
Okay. Football. NFL?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers. You've heard of Aaron Rodgers, right? He's a guy that beat the Vikings about 48 times.
Oh, ouch.
Well, I think that you might remember. I mean, that's a lot of quarterbacks, to be fair. Let me rewind that. There was a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. You've heard of them. They've won a few Super Bowls. He had a quarterback named Aaron Rodgers for a bunch of years. It wasn't Brett Favre, a different quarterback after Brett Favre. He finally has decided.
I regret bringing this subject up
to retire. Yeah, he retired.
He's not retired.
He'll retire at the end of this year,
right? But he's
supposedly he's with the Pittsburgh Steelers now, and he was
pretty
last
adamant
year
about it. I mean,
he seemed dead set, and I like how that story ends for Aaron Rodgers. I do. Yeah. Comes into the league with Mike McCarthy, goes out of the league with Mike McCarthy.
Get along.
He will for a year if you know it's done at the end of the year. And maybe Aaron Rodgers is a little softer, and maybe Mike McCarthy's a little older.
Yeah.
He's had to deal with a few more quarterback issues. He got fired from a job now for the second time. Maybe he's a little more appreciative. Aaron Rodgers has been run out of town by at least one organization in, if not two, by this point in his career. Yeah, I'm assuming you're going to see a really good, positive year out of the Steelers. I think you're going to see an Aaron Rodgers
Make the
playoffs,
maybe,
yeah.
You know? I mean, loosey
goosey Aaron Rodgers, yeah. I'm fine with that. He's 42. He's been playing for 20 years. He was right when he told the Packers, "I got plenty left in the tank." He was correct.
Kind of.
You know, an Achilles injury is not something that anybody would predict.
And I don't think he's come back healthy from that.
Correct. And a lot of injuries. Like I fell the other day walking down my steps. I haven't been the same. I haven't been the same all week.
Yeah,
like, and I'm 40 and change. Yeah. So I get it that a blown Achilles might impact my overall wellness for the rest of my life.
So you got the quarterback until next year.
Yeah. But
probably make some. But it's good. That means they can go, okay, now this is how it's going to go.
And my guess is that most teams with a 42-year-old starting quarterback assume that they need a new quarterback next year anyway.
I mean, they drafted one last year, too.
In the third round and in the fifth round. So now, generally, you draft those guys as your backup. So now next year, you can maybe focus your draft on a starting top-level NFL starting quarterback in the first round. It's been the Steelers have done okay in the first round drafting a quarterback. They've done bad and good. They got Ben Roethlisberger. They also got Kenny Pickett. There's not an exact science there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Rashee Rice, a wide receiver currently for the
Chiefs.
Kansas City Chiefs, was a second round pick. He's really fast. He catches the ball really well, and he does. He was suspended last year
for four games
because he did some off-field stuff. He's rehabbing an injury this year, and then he got busted for THC in his system on probation for something. He's now going to sit 30 days in jail.
After 2 days, he went in 2 days prior. He just had knee surgery to clean up a knee.
Sure.
So the big thing is, well, how's he going to rehab in 30 days in jail?
And I guess, I got to tell you, I have sympathy for people who get in trouble. It sucks that he committed a crime, but I got to tell you, I don't really care if he's got a rehab. To do something that gets you in trouble and then compound it by doing something you know would get you in trouble, or even if he accidentally ingested that substance because, I don't know, he ate a bad brownie or something. I don't know. But, to put yourself in that position repeatedly, no, I have no empathy, sympathy, or thought for a guy like that.
Nope.
It doesn't make... It's just a silly sort of NFL blip.
Yep. Vikings were awarded the 2028 NFL draft.
That actually is fun.
Yeah.
We we saw on TV just how much fun it was in Green Bay.
Yeah.
It felt cool because it was local. It's just as local to Minneapolis from here as it is to get over to Green Bay.
Have you been in the U.S. Bank Stadium?
I have not been to U.S. Bank Stadium.
It's a cool stadium.
Okay. I got over to the stadium. Target Field. Last year, the Twins, sure. Field. Yeah. That was pretty cool. I've been to the Metrodome 1,000 years ago.
Sure.
And I've seen basketball games at the Target Center. That was pretty fun. No, I bet that's a party. That seemed like such a good time.
I mean, I've been there twice now. Yeah, I think twice.
So, off-the-cuff question for you.
Just quick reaction
to it. We got Brian Gutekunst coming out. We had Clay Matthews come out for the Green Bay Packers and raise a kerfuffle, get all fired up.
Yeah.
Brian Gutekunst WWE'd it, or Mark Murphy WWE'd it to select a wide receiver. Who rolls out? Pick first in the first round, the Minnesota Vikings with the
32nd
overall pick of the first round select.
Whatever.
I'm guessing some quarterback, but no, some defensive line.
Probably defensive line.
Who comes out there to fire up the crowd?
Moss.
Is it Randy Moss comes
Carter,
out there?
Chris Carter. Randall Cunningham. Not already Cunningham.
You want Dante
Randall.
Culpepper?
Randall.
John Randall? Okay.
John Randall.
That guy with the eye black was one of my favorite non-Packers growing up.
Yeah.
Yep. Nope. Okay. I would accept Randy.
Probably all of them will come out periodically.
Yeah, I would take Brock Lesnar. Wasn't Brock Lesnar a former Minnesota Viking
preseason?
One of my favorite video game characters of all time is Brock Lesnar as a tight end for the Minnesota Vikings. Side note. it was one of the coolest things when I was a kid.
I've signed up. I'm going to try to go.
Okay.
I've signed up, but it's 3 years away, but that list fills fast.
I bet that's a pretty full list, to be fair.
Because tickets theoretically aren't on sale yet, but you got to go on a waiting list.
Yeah, okay.
Because if you have season tickets, you automatically get it in.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's cool. I would check that out.
I would forgo not going to a game for the next 3 years if I could go to the draft.
Okay, save your ducats.
Yep.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, how much minutes do we have left, Guy?
A little over a minute.
Well.
Basketball? Knicks? Nobody cares about the Knicks and Cavs?
Well, I mean, Knicks and Cavs in the Eastern Finals was a heck of a game.
Right.
If you're into random sports anomalies and odd numbers, the Cavs were 99.9% to win that game with 7 minutes left. They were up 22 points.
Yep.
And they lost by 14 points.
So was that a debacle of Cleveland or just a great comeback from Knicks?
It's impossible for it not to be both.
Yes.
Admittedly, I stopped watching almost. I probably am the reason that the Knicks came back because I stopped watching and so they naturally got momentum going.
Okay. The other game is great. It's going to be interesting.
Thunder and Spurs is like watching aliens play basketball. It really is. There's not just Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama for the Spurs, who are both 7-foot-plus, unbelievable, elastic athletes out there, but Jalen Williams or De'Aaron Fox or any of the players for the Thunder.
15 seconds.
Incredible athletes, great basketball to watch. Man, everybody have a great weekend. See ya. Bye.